R-A-R, KN4VWA.
4CBA Mobile. 4CBA, where are you mobiling to? KN4RJN.
Head for the tennis court. We're going to have an indoor clinic, tennis clinic, tonight at 6.
Play outside, or you're gonna be in the bubble.
A bubble. So it'll be really nice. I've got on short sleeves. It'll be real comfortable in there.
Just took the dog out just a little while ago. It's close to 60 degrees, according to my phone, anyway.
It's right at it. And my car says 57, I believe. And, actually, I'm having a hard time seeing it because I'm looking right into the sun. Ooh, baby. That is rough. I tell you, this is not a good time to be driving west on Wade Hampton.
I've done that before. Invariably, I wind up driving east in the morning and west in the afternoon from various places that I work.
Lucky you get to see the sun coming up and going down right in your face. Yeah, I've had that same experience, and but thank goodness I'm just gonna run through the Bojangles drive-through here and pick me up some chicken fingers. I'm gonna snack on those on the way over to the club, sports club. Hang on just a minute. I'm gonna place my order here. KVE4CPA.
I'm while you're there.
KN4RJN. KN4VWA. What's up, John?
Sitting here waiting for Mama to get home.
Sounds like a winner. I got that tower up and that antenna on top, baby, and it's working great. First contact was in Pacific City, Oregon.
Talking about it earlier, but, I'm glad you finally got it up.
All I gotta do is figure out how to make that amplifier work the way it's supposed to.
Well, don't look at me, because I don't know anything about them.
But John, I was counting on you.
In this particular instance, I'd have to do some serious studying before I knew what to do with that. Not that I couldn't, but, you know, there's a whole, you know, motivation thing going on there.
Got to get you hooked up with a big, huge station where you can talk to Antarctica.
To a fellow in England just the other night, or other afternoon, with my handy-dandy Echo Link, so, you know, I don't need a whole lot of equipment.
I kind of like the sport of being able to transmit my voice. You know, not relying on the internet and all that good stuff. But you know what? That's still, you know, DMR and Echo Link and all that stuff. Man, that's still fun.
Yeah, it'll work for me for now. You know, when the apocalypse comes, obviously we're gonna have to switch to something else. But you know, it's good, and it lets us lowly little technicians.
Up on the general. We got to get enough people together to where they can put together a general class, man.
Got the book sitting here. I've been meaning to get into it and study it, but other things get in the way. Walking the dog, taking a nap, that sort of thing.
JB4CBA.
John, where are your priorities, man? Sheesh. But David, have you figured out where you are yet? It's 59 degrees and down, beautiful downtown Hinman.
That's right here in beautiful road. And So, yeah, I'm forecasting the weather. I'm not forecasting, I'm just saying.
20. Tell John and I, is it going to be nice tomorrow?
I looked on my phone to see. That's the only way I'm going to know. I'm sorry. The lady was blowing the horn at me. I thought she was flirting or something. I didn't have my turn signal on. What an idiot. I tell you, that's one of my pet peeves, too. I need to quit talking on the ham radio and driving, I guess.
It's down on the weather prognostications.
It's rain tomorrow, just so you know.
Well, what about Thursday?
It's supposed to be relatively clear, but then it's going to rain again the next day.
I got two tennis games scheduled for tomorrow, so dadgummit, they're going to get rained out.
Playing outside.
Yep.
Said last night that it'll rain every other day.
Pattern we're in just stinks, you know what?
It ain't snowing.
I don't know. I'd kind of like to have a little bit of snow. That way I could try out my four-wheel drive.
When we first moved down here, the guy that lived next door to me saw me out shoveling snow one day when it snowed a little bit, and he said, "That looks kind of fun." I said, "Yeah, about the first time. After that, it's,
Around here, it may snow one day, but the snow will be gone the next. It'll all melt off in a day.
But not always. And then there's that lovely ice that comes down out of the skies, too.
So, see, that's a good thing about Greenville. If you don't like the weather, just stick around. It'll change. KB4 CBA.
WA. Yeah, I tell you what, it's volatile. Let's put it that way.
Capable. Said that besides Denver being the hardest place in the country to forecast weather, he said the upstate is probably the second hardest because of the mountains. So, and you notice we get most of our bad weather from, you know, from the west, not from the north.
Rain comes from either. Well, you know what? Generally, you can count on whatever's happening in Chattanooga is going to happen here either the next day or the next day, depending on how fast the system's moving. And a lot of the time, it comes up out of Atlanta, right out of the Gulf.
That's pretty crazy. I've seen a lot of weather patterns lately that I've never seen before in my life. I mean, we've actually had, and I'm not sure what caused it, but some kind of condition where the weather was coming up from the coast. The wind was blowing it from east to west, and so it was actually coming from the rain and all was coming from the east. It was like it was, circling counterclockwise. And, it was the strangest thing.
KN4RGN. We get that from time to time when a hurricane comes in, towards the Carolina coast, and we catch the back end of it. You get that backwards flow going on.
That's stronger than the other. I can't remember which one is it. It's turning counterclockwise, but I can't remember if it's the east side or the west side of it.
As I recall, and I could be wrong, it's whatever the leading edge of it is.
Turn counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere and counterclockwise in the southern hemisphere.
Right on the equator, they just sit there and quiver.
Right on the equator.
Must be a lot of that going on, and it's rubbing off on our politicians.
Let's not go there.
Well, the only comment I got to say about Washington, D.C. is I think we just need to fumigate the whole dang place.
November. Oh, man. There's a website I want to send you, Steve, that I ran across, and it's a 26-year-old female, and her perspective from her generation, I mean, it's unbelievable. She has such insight and wisdom to be 26 years old. And she doesn't talk about politics. She just talks about, they keep telling us that we're in poverty and the economy's in the dump and all that. And she says this is all her generation's ever known. And she's just amazed, all that we have, and we say that, we're in a crisis or something, some people are saying we are.
I'm just always amazed at some of our politicians, and I'll give you an example. Bernie has pretty much chosen Ocasio-Cortez as our vice presidential running mate for him. Hey, stupid, she's not old enough. She doesn't meet the constitutional requirements.
They don't care about the Constitution.
Not that, I believe. But anyhow, 59 degrees. It's global warming, and we're all going to burn up anyhow. Hey, John, when do you think you could get into that next general class? If we can rotate one around, probably start it in May.
January, Jan. Possibly, if I'm still here.
You told me about that. Are you guys on a schedule now as to when you're trying to do things by?
It's still loose, but it's probably going to be either early spring or late spring or midsummer, somewhere around in there.
Okay, well, we got to get you up on a general by then, because I got to be able to call you on the radio on the AHF, brother.
Yeah, my Echolink, I can hook back into the repeater.
Boom, you can do that from about anywhere. Well, David, are you on Echolink?
Negative.
I loaded to my computer, but I don't have it active on my phone yet.
I was checking in when we went up to visit my daughter up in Washington. I'd check in with my phone. I just took it with me.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that. We could tell.
What kind of phone do you have? Do you have a Droid or an Apple?
A Droid.
I had it on my Apple. I had it on my computer. When I was at, we lived in Traverse Rest, and I didn't have any HF gear then, so I enjoyed talking on it then. But then once I got my HF radio set up in where I am now, actually before, previous house, I quickly lost interest in Echolink.
And with it a little, I hadn't done a lot with it, but I was playing with it the other night, and I actually talked to a fellow in, what was it? Waltham Abbey, England. Older gentleman. I was on about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which was about 8 o'clock his time. And we had a nice little chat. I thought it was kind of cool.
couple of guys, they were both mobile, and they were going home from work, and they were in somewhere in England, and I was talking to them on Echo Lane. That was really a lot of fun.
Sounded like an interesting character, but it was enjoyable, and don't require a whole lot of equipment for that.
Has heard W1RAR Richard on here today?
Earlier, mobiling around somewhere.
Reach him. We've got class tonight for the extra. He had ordered his book and that calculator, and I was going to meet him over here and make sure he got into the class okay, but I can't raise him on the phone or on the radio.
Nap time. I just woke up a little while ago. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want to talk to you, Steve.
Yeah, I run into that on a regular basis, David. You both of you guys are just so merciful.
Yeah, every chance we get.
I turn my radio on, first thing I hear is you, Steve.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and who am I usually talking to? David on his way to tennis. Either that or N0TR. He's always on his way over to Aldi or... what's that restaurant over there that he likes so much? Not Quincy's. What's the name of that? Oh, yeah, Golden Corral.
Well, Mama just texted me. She's stuck in a traffic jam, so I got to go get dinner started. I'll talk to you guys later. KN4RJN, I be clear.
RJN, have a good evening, bud. Don't burn yourself cooking. KN4VWA, clear. And David. So you gonna play in the bubble tonight?
By the way, are you mobile?
Yeah, I had to go by the bank and do a little something or other, and now I'm headed down to grab me just a little quick something to eat, and then I'll head on over to my class at 6:30.
Free you about 10 minutes ago.
Coming down 357 from Inman.
On Beacon Hill at the traffic light there, and I had you almost full quieting on the input.
Okay, sounds good to me. Let's see. Yeah, I was coming down, 10 minutes ago. That would have put me right around Holly Springs, the intersection of Holly Springs and 357 at there at the fire department.
Yeah, because I just drove by there going to your house Saturday, so I remember seeing that and the sign that said Poplar Springs, and then there was a convenience store there and some other stuff. And I'm glad you got your antenna up and working. And have you tried to see if you could talk to somebody, you know, close by?
No, I have not. And that is a curiosity that's going to I'm hoping that rotatable dipole is going to solve a couple of issues in that area.
I'm going to get on there, just text me, you know, what band you want to get on and the frequency, and text me the frequency and then I'll know what band it is. That's kind of silly, but anyway, I'll see if we can talk, and I don't know, you may have to move the antenna around, so it is directional, but it looks like it would cover a pretty good area.
So, and the main thing that I want to cover is down in southern Georgia and down into Florida, especially that area down around Jacksonville.
Brother Liz.
less interested in ham radio. My son lives in a place called Fleming Island. It's a little community out right outside of Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, you know, when I get on the sideband net that's on 20 meters at 7 o'clock every night, it's 39.15, and I hear a guy that checks in regularly from Jacksonville, and see, you might check that out tonight. On 20 meters, 39.15, and 7 o'clock. And, you know, it's just a regular old net. They call it just like, you know, just like the one on 6-1.
Well, now, 39.15 is going to be up at 80 meters, David, isn't it?
Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm brain dead. Oh, man. I hate being this age.
Yeah, well, you're a whole lot more spry than I am, baby. Let me tell you what, these old legs are just about to give me fits, but I'm not up on 80 or 160 yet. My dipole limits me to 40, 20, 15, and 10, and I'm thinking that I'm going to try to put up a 80-meter NVIS.
And what that is. You may have to explain that one to me.
Well, you run it up across the top of your 50-foot tower. It's a near-vertical incidence antenna that goes from the ground, or, you know, just a few feet off the ground, up over a high point, and then back down.
In an inverted V. I've heard of people talking about using an inverted V and having, you know, having good, you know, good luck with it. So I might be wrong. It seems like Phil talked about doing putting up one of those. I don't know if he ever did, but is he on HF W4 NGU?
He is trying to tune his antenna and do some maintenance on it. He's got a vertical with some radials, and I'm not sure. I know he's been listening a little bit, but I'm not sure that he's actually on the air broadcasting. So, you know, I'm not sure. I wonder if he's on there this evening. He's probably on his way home. W4NGU, KN4VWA, you out there, big boy? He is not, David. So anyhow, I do know he's got some big plans, and he's trying to put everything together to get them going. So we'll see in the not-too-distant future.
It seems like he talked about putting up a tower, and he's kind of had two or three ideas that he's been talking about, so I'm not sure which one he landed on, but he's got plenty of room there, you know, if he wanted to run a, you know, just run a, like a dipole or something, or like what I have, the Carolina Wyndham. But anyway, well, I'm sitting here at the sports club, so I'm going to run on in and warm up the old knees on the bicycle, and then I'm going to head down to the bubble and see what kind of trouble I can get into. Clinic tonight.
All right, well, get in there and get yourself some good knowledge, and I'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, knock 'em dead, big boy. KN4VWA, clear.
I'm going to hit 'em as long as I can. All right, have a good one, Steve. Be careful out there. KB4CBA, clear.